The name of my sermon today is Let Us Rest. Really? Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Let us rest. How many of you are tired this morning? Okay. How many of you are still working the equivalency of full time? How much of the modern world's problems are because we're just too busy? Folks, even God decided to rest on the seventh day, didn't he?
Yep.
I think so. You know, I've talked about this. Age is not old. I really think age is a state of mind. I've told you about my custodian in Texas, Albert Bigler, who is 93 now. And Albert cut 5 acres of grass twice a week in Texas. And just before we moved here, he cut down 2 trees by himself by hand. I mean, I ever asked him, I said, Albert, why do you do that? Yeah, he also only has one eye. He was a tanker in World War II and had a piece of shrapnel hit his eye and lost it. But I said, why don't you slow down? He says, you know, I get out of bed because I have something to do. And he says, I like to work hard. Of course, every afternoon he goes fishing, and we have so much fresh catfish. But age, I think, is a state of mind. It's not physical. Think about that for a second. You know, how old are you? And I heard this said one time, I'm old enough. Old enough for some things and too old for others. I'm old enough. You know, we talk about retirement, and so many of us are retired in here. The retirement age is going to go up to 70 here soon, and probably in the next 5 years we'll see it hit 75. Why? Well, that's probably true. Actually, that's what I had down here. Social Security is broke because both sides of the aisle have been stealing the money from it. You know, it's not their money, it's our money. We put it in there. But as I was thinking about this today, as I told you, this hit me last night. Our Old Testament lesson is this: everyone also to whom God has given wealth and possessions and the power to enjoy them and to accept his lot and rejoice in his toll, this is the gift of God. For he will not much remember the days of his life, because God keeps him occupied with joy in his heart. I choose joy. I know. So toiling is a gift of God. Well, when does it get to be too much? Think about that for a second. Our gospel lesson today, this is the way my mind works, talked about keeping his commandments. Okay? Rich young man goes up to Jesus, and he says to him, what do I have to do to get eternal life? Believe and follow the commandments. It's not hard. It's not rocket science. Of course, he probably would have said it's not stone cutting, you know, but with that. But you know, when we look at things like that, it's simple. Follow the commandments. You know, be good to your neighbor. Now, the first commandment says, thou shalt have no other gods before me, right? Okay. So, can work become a god? Yeah, I think it can too. And here is where you're going to hear me witness about myself. I was the chair of performing arts and humanities at Northland Pioneer College and supervised 22 full-time faculty and about 40 part-time faculty. When I had musicals, I would work probably 80, 85 hours a week.
Wow.
So I would go in early in the morning, do paperwork, teach my classes. I taught 15 graduate hours, which in that level, 9 hours is a full-time load, so I was doing almost 2 full-time loads, plus I was doing the musical on top of that. So that means every night was from 5 to 10. Then I'd sit in my office and try and get caught up on the paperwork I didn't have done. Came home one night early, because we didn't have rehearsal, sat down and wanted to play with my son. About 3 years old. Wouldn't come to me. And I said, why not? And my ex-wife said to me, you know, you're gone before he gets up in the morning. You get home after he's in bed. You're a stranger in the house. Did work become an idol for me? Yeah, it did. Yeah, I thought I was doing well for my family. I was making good money. In fact, I was making real good money. But at what cost was that? Well, you notice I said my ex-wife. Would God be pleased with us if we don't make time for our family and for Him? Remember the book I told you about, Miguel Sayers? I am third. God is first. My family is second. I am third. So what happens if I becomes first and both of those start going down to fourth, fifth, and sixth instead of second and third? There's a problem there, isn't it? You know, the fourth commandment, honor thy father and mother, that it may be well with thee and thou mayest live long on the earth. You can tell how I learned the commandments, you know, just by the way I say it. But take that out. Honor thy spouse and thy children, that it might be well with thee and thou mayest live long on the earth. You know, the fourth commandment deals not only with our parents, but it deals with people in authority. Follow the people who are in authority. All right? So if you're in authority over somebody too, it has to do with you, doesn't it? You know, that fourth commandment is a powerful, powerful commandment. If we don't honor the people in our lives, are we following God's commandment? I don't think so. I didn't learn that lesson either, did I? I learned it the hard way. I had a 2x4 hit me in the middle of the forehead, but you had to get my attention in some way. You know, as a college professor, I took a class as part of my doctorate called Teaching Music in Higher Education. And I can still remember the prof sitting there. What do you do if you have a job that's impossible to do in the time that you have? You do the best you can and then let it go. Okay? Because you can't do everything, okay? So what's more important right now? Have any of us ever crossed that line? You know, because if we don't, then we start becoming exhausted, we start snapping at each other, we're not happy, we're not choosing joy, we're not at peace. That's all an affront to the fourth commandment. Honor thy father and mother. Honor thy spouse and thy children. Honor the people you're with. Because I think the application of that is so important. If we don't do that, are we honoring God? I don't think so. I don't think so. Folks, I get a lot of things done. And that's okay. You know, it's part of being German in background. Die Werk. Da. Ja. Especially when it's Russian German, too. But there finally comes a point where it's time to let it go and go have fun with your family. You know? One of the things I always love, Ralph Waldo Emerson said, nothing great was ever achieved without enthusiasm and perseverance. In other words, if you're not happy about it, and you're not excited about it, don't do it. Okay? If you've got something you love, do what you love. How many of you know that Bob sitting up here is a wood carver? Not only a wood carver, a good wood carver. Okay, out of you. I've been over there and he showed me some of his projects are wonderful. And he works not only in wood, but he works with light coming through the wood. You know, his stuff is really neat. Okay. But that's how he has his time. And I bet there's times you say, oh, I just don't feel like it. But yet you still do it. Okay? I do stained glass for a hobby. I haven't done it in years. And Peggy's always mad at me because I still got all my glass, I still have all my tools, and so that's gonna happen, and that's gonna go. But folks, you know, this is not something that just has to do with church. You remember Harry Chapin, the musician? Yeah, you know where I'm going with this, don't you? The Cats in the Cradle. It's the story of a man who valued work over his son. And the way it ends is this, because at the beginning, the son always wants to get together. Well, son, I gotta work right now, but you know, we'll get together later. Is that okay? Oh, yeah, and I know we'll have a good time, Dad. Let me read this to you. This is the end of it. Now I've retired, my son's moved away. I called him up just the other day. I said, I'd like to see you if you don't mind. And he said, I'd love to, Dad, if I could find the time. My new job's a hassle, and the kids got the flu. But it's nice talking to you, Dad. It's sure nice talking to you. And as I hung up the phone, it occurred to me, he'd grown up just like me. My boy was just like me. And the Cat's in the Cradle and the Silver Spoon, Little Boy Blue and the Man on the Moon. When you coming home, son? I don't know when, but we'll get together then, Dad. You're gonna have a good time then. Do you feel Harry Chapin's pain? I have the same type of thing with my son. Okay. I haven't seen him in what, 4 years, 5 years? Longer than that. And it hurts. But I created it too, didn't I? Have you ever created that type of thing with the people who are important to you? Sometimes it takes putting that pride aside and calling them up and saying, listen, I want to apologize. I was wrong. Can you ever forgive me? Of course, you know, as Lutheran Christians, we're all about forgiveness, aren't we? But what do you have to do first? Exactly. And then ask for forgiveness. Boy, don't you think that's the hard part, though? You know, we've all talked about forgiving ourselves. You know, but love your neighbors as yourself. Those are the two new commandments. Love the Lord God with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind. Those are the two important ones that Jesus tells us that. Well, love your neighbors as yourself. Forgive yourself and then ask for forgiveness. And then make time for the people who are important to you. Or make time for the hobbies you love. Because it's that what keeps you young. Age is a state of mind. Folks, God's word is there. Last week our sermon was actually on the word of God, right? Okay, there's a theme going on here, and I think you can see it, because that's what the readings are talking about today. The word of God lights our daily path. You remember when the barbershoppers were here? Okay. And we did just a closer walk with thee. And it starts this way. Let it be, dear Lord, let it be. Let it be. Just a closer walk with thee. How does it start? Let it be. You know, beingness sometimes is the hardest thing to do. Because what else gets in the way? Shoulds, woulds, and coulds. Have I talked about those before in here? You know? Folks, let God light your lamps. And let those lamps be a guide to your paths. Folks, and let those paths cross with the ones you love. Make the time to love, to honor, and be with those you do love. May the light of Jesus shine upon your hearts and light your paths as a lamp unto your feet. Amen. Amen.